Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Fun. Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
What a game last night, man. Looked like Miami was going to run away with it. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, and this hour of the show is brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center, Kennesaw. Carl and I will be talking all about the championship game next week, and of course, we'll be talking about the NFL playoffs, which is going to be a monster week, and more on that coming up. But last night, let's hear it when Carson Beck, who left Georgia, and by the way, some of the stuff Herb Street was saying last night, who overcame such adversity? What? Well, he had a friggin' Lamborghini. He was dating one of the Cavender twins.
Yeah.
He didn't have adversity. He had a shoulder injury, and Kirby's like, maybe it's best if you leave. It's not adversity. He got paid $4 million. I can't stand Fowler on play-by-play, but here it is.
Three receivers bunch to the left. Beck is looking that way. And still looking, takes off running, Carson Beck with his legs, puts Miami on top. What a drive.
Unbelievable, man. Amazing job, Trinidad. I mean, we talked about, Carl, I'm so disappointed because I was actually really, physically, I'm like, pulling for Ole Miss because I wanted them to get it done, and unfortunately, Trinidad Chambliss now is going to go to the NFL, and I'll be curious where he goes and how high he goes. And Combine will probably straighten that out a little bit. But he did a great job. Lacey, the running back, was basically on one leg. They had to go wrap him up and get him back out there.
And he had that long run.
Right. And that was the big thing where they run the up-tempo. So it looked like, and Miami did, it was almost like the Buffalo Bills when they lost the Super Bowl to the Giants in Super Bowl 21.
Yep.
And they had the 40 minutes of possession. Well, Miami won the game with the 40 minutes of possession. Should Ole Miss have slowed it down even more on that final possession?
Mm.
I mean, they were snapping the ball day-to-day with like 14, 15 seconds, and they gave Miami enough time for Beck to go down.
Mike, we talk about this. That's the problem with these up-tempo offenses. Sometimes you can't play any other way. It's why you need to have your quarterback under center. It's why you need to be able to slow down and be able to slow down the tempo. I'm with you. You brought this up. You said it felt like our Super Bowl, right, where we needed to run clock, run it all the way down, run the ball, and you allowed them to get the ball back with way too much time. Either way, man, congratulations to Carson Beck, Mike. I thought the kid was great last night. First half, 78% of his completion rate was. And then ends the night, two touchdowns, ran for one. He did throw the pick. But defining moment for him in his career right there to get them to the national championship. First time for Miami in two decades. If they win it, what's it mean for Carson Beck? Is he legendary down there?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, look, this dude has, and again, that drive which you just mentioned, I mean, absolutely amazing, making all the throws. He had some moments, some wobbly moments. The U had wobbly moments. They had some undisciplined play, the penalties, which cost him. I think if Ole Miss pounds that in for six, You know, as instead of settling for the field goal, their kicker does doink 1-2, which he never does. Even if it's 60 yards, he's money.
Yeah.
So that hurt. But, yeah, Carson Beck did a great job. Miami, you know, and Cristobal, look, he's famous for kind of coming up short and doing some silly things. They got such athletes on both sides of the ball. That's why I don't know how you feel about tonight, but I think Indiana is the best chance to beat Miami. I think they'll eat Dante Moore alive with Oregon.
I like Indiana a lot. I just like the makeup. I like what they've been able to prove over the course of the season. When you beat the defending national champs for the Big Ten championship, that was a big moment. When they went to Oregon to win on the road, that was a big moment. But I just look at the domination. Like, the dominating play against Alabama, they slapped them. 407 yards to 193. Like, that's not even close. And then you start talking about, Mike, all right, how good is Indiana defensively? Well, they're second in the country in giving up only 10.3 points a game. So, you know, not only are they scoring, they're holding teams down. And you talk about rushing the ball tonight. Here's a big thing you can look for with this Indiana-Oregon matchup. If Oregon has more than 85 yards, Mike, they will have gone over the average of what Indiana gives up on average per game, 73 yards. They're holding teams down. Can Oregon truly run the football and be effective? If they cannot,
no.
You're putting it all on the shoulders of their young quarterback and saying, go beat this Indiana team. And I don't know if that's going to happen.
And Day-Day, we were talking about this earlier in the show, our producer and Oren, they got guys on the defensive side coming over to run the football now. They're so thin because of injuries and guys that got in the portal that Oregon is playing in the biggest game Dan Lanning's ever coached in, and his running backs are thin.
Yeah.
How about that? So they've had injuries. They're, you know, a guy had their most touchdowns is out. But still, it's going to come down to Moore. And I think Cignetti, yeah, is he a wacko? Is he creepy? I don't know. He's got different energy. It's okay. But this guy's a freaking stinking genius. And I took Oregon tonight, but I got regret on everything I picked. But I think Indiana gets it done. Maybe not the margin of victory we saw in Oregon, but they get it done.
Mendoza, again, projected to be the first pick potentially in the spring draft. 36 touchdowns, Mike, 6 picks. He leads FBS quarterbacks. That includes Carson Beck with the season Beck has had. Nobody's been better. But here's the key. He doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't give you the ball. He's not going to throw it to you, Mike. The 6 interceptions he's gotten, those haven't been necessarily him making, you know, errant mistakes. That's been tip balls, crazy things happening for the most part. I really like the fact that Indiana plays clean. And if you're going into these games, last night, Miami had to overcome 10 penalties. 10. So you go in and you play clean like this, you play efficient like they have, they're going to be able to beat Oregon again.
Hey, man, this hour of the show, guys, brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia, Town Center, Kennesaw, onto the NFL playoffs. And by the way, Carl, this is an orgy of football.
I'm sorry?
Week. It is. It's a lot of football.
Oh, what? Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I'm just saying, it's in this case, with the rain, you'll be a couch potato, man. You'll be a spud all weekend, never getting off the couch. College football Thursday and Friday. Everybody hates that it was on Thursday and Friday.
Let's go.
The TV numbers are going to be insane from last night. They're going to be insane tonight.
It's a great game.
So, even though people hate the portal and everything it is, well, guess what? You know, you may have a team that didn't, as you said, didn't even win its conference, played in the championship. But guess what? You always knew the regular season was going to be irrelevant. You've turned college football into the NFL, for better or for worse. But that's the final we're going to get. Now, what about these playoffs, brother? We talked with BMAC. Bryant McFadden joined us from CBS Sports, 2-time Super Bowl winner. That interview is online at odyssey.com. Like everything else this weekend, Rams at Panthers. You think the Rams smoked the Panthers?
Next game.
All right, Packers at Bears, and this is one
Panthers shouldn't be. Mike, Panthers shouldn't even be here.
Hey, guess what? In the case, well, just then hell with it. Then the Rams get it done. They had an ugly game earlier this year. Again, they've had a couple of clunkers. Against us, they had a clunker.
No, they have. Look, this is when they turn it on. Matthew Stafford has been great. Everybody who's Panthers fans, sorry. Yes, I'm disrespecting them. 10.5 is rich. I will say that for an NFL playoff game. But I believe the Rams are 10.5 better than the Panthers, even being on the road. So, yeah, that to me, I'm watching because it's the playoffs. But for me, the Rams should smoke the Panthers.
The one thing,
and that's how I feel.
We ran on the Rams, and they ran on the Rams, and they played earlier. Panthers beat them 31-28.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're referring to.
And Stafford did not play well.
And Stafford didn't play well against us.
He didn't.
So we'll see. Because, and by the way, who is he still your MVP?
Yeah, man.
I mean, I know you'll never get an MVP from a team that didn't make the playoffs. so many other circumstances, Bijan could be in that mix. You know, in the 60s and 70s, the Raiders would have, it wouldn't be all just quarterbacks. Either way, so that's one of the games. And then the Bears and the Packers, if LaFleur loses, I still, and we talked to Steve Weiss about this, he think they'd be absolutely idiotic for the group that runs Green Bay to move him out. But LaFleur's offense has been hitting, let's be honest, it's been hitting the brakes a lot, Carl. It does not have the flow that it had earlier. Some of that is due to some of the injuries with the wide receiver, but Jordan Love is healthy enough to play.
Yeah, and they need him. This game I'm very interested in tomorrow night. 1.5-point favorite for the Packers being on the road. Look, I think the Bears, this is your moment. I like the Bears to win this game. It could be a 1-point game, Mike, certainly a field goal game. But at the end of the day, I do think they're better right now than the Packers. They've been hot. They're playing really well. So that's where I'm at. I'd like the Bears in this game.
Also, guys, and we talked about this with Bryant McFadden, he likes Jacksonville. And the reason we like Jacksonville, speaking for Carl and I, is the inability consistently of Buffalo to stop the run. So Jacksonville's going to try to get that going, set play action up for Sunshine. Jacksonville is one of the hottest teams in the league the way they finished the season. Haven't lost since the second week in November. And Buffalo, man, a lot of Buffalo Bills fans making the trip down to Jacksonville, but this could be it for Sean McDermott, don't you think? If he doesn't get the job done.
Oh, he's done. He's done. You've had your time. You've had the MVP. You've had arguably one of the top three quarterbacks in the league. 8 sacks, 2 interceptions against Houston. 5 sacks, 2 fumbles against Philly. 4 sacks, 2 interceptions, 2 fumbles against Atlanta. These are the issues with Buffalo. It's the common theme in their 5 losses. You know what it is? Pressure, turnovers. Think about our game. We pressured Allen, running around for his life. He turned it over. Houston did the same thing, Mike. Philly did the same thing. I think Jacksonville can do the same thing. So if you're going to say, hey, Bills, what is it that's going to take for them to win? Allen doesn't need to be under distress, and he will be, and he can't turn it over. In all 5 of their losses, he's done that.
And also Joe Brady's been mentioned. He's not as hot a candidate as he was. I don't think Joe Brady's all that good. I got to be honest with you. You know me, I always talk about James Cook. They don't use James Cook the way we use Bijan in the passing game, and they don't really have the most dynamic wide receiver core. So that's on them, but it will be interesting to see if there's a regime change in Buffalo. If they, you would be saying you missed your window. San Fran and the Eagles, I know you're not exactly a Brock Purdy fan.
No, I think the Eagles get it done here, man. Look, being at home.
What's the over-under for Jalen Hurts throwing yards? 200? 175? Yeah.
Correct. That's the issue. But I will say this. The only reason for me, and if Purdy goes up there and wins, it's huge. But the 49ers have been so banged up, man. And I just don't know. You know, you're talking about Trent being out, hurt. Right. He's been hurt. Their big left tackle. I am, and you're going up against, Mike, still a very formidable defense. I know the offense has sucked this year. Nobody's denying that about the Eagles. But here they are, 11-6, and they got a home game on Sunday. I still like their odds to go ahead and get this done.
All right, man. And then finally, wrapping things up, we do have a Monday night game. That we talked earlier about, you know, the Texans and Steelers' zone thing. But real quick, Chargers at Patriots. This would be Herbert going 0-3, as you brought up earlier, as a playoff starter in his career. Vrabel and Drake May. You like the Patriots at home in this one?
Hands down. Again, we talk about Indiana not being a fluke. This Patriots
New England -3.5.
This Patriots team's not a fluke either. And May's been one of the league's best at throwing the deep ball. They'll stretch the field. You know, you talk about MVPs. Mike, is he in the mix? Drake May's had a really good season. So 67 passes of at least 20 yards in the air. That's only second behind the guy that'll be playing in Carolina on Sunday or Saturday, and that's Matthew Stafford. They stretch the field. It's one of the things that they didn't do when Belichick was there those last few years, Mike. They didn't have those guys to do it. Now they've got a quarterback and they've got a wide receiving core to do it. I like the Patriots a lot.
Drake May, I think Matt was, 37-5? But anyway, the year he won the MVP, Drake May is 31-8 as far as TDs to picks. But the numbers are insane for Stafford. Even with his bad performance against us.
He's the dude.
46 TDs, 8 picks, completion percentage 65. Got to be Stafford.
Anytime you throw for 40-plus... Come on.
Anywho, so there you go. And basically, no reason to get off the couch this weekend. It's going to rain all weekend. Don't forget, we got the games. If you got to make a run to Home Depot or get in the car to go down to Publix or Kroger, we got all of the playoff games right here on 92.9 The Game, right? Right. So check it out. Thank you. All right, man. Great. I had fun today. Thanks for letting me run point. See, I can do this once in a while.
You're welcome, my friend.
No, Steve, his voice, I don't know what you did yesterday after the show. I mean, tonight, by the way, what are you drinking tonight? What are you sipping on? Any plants?
Something to help my throat.
Put some honey in it.
Here's what's crazy. My throat, be quiet, oh. My throat doesn't hurt. And I'm not sick in any way. I just literally today when we were doing our pre-show, I was like, man, I'm struggling here. So right. I'm going to shut up, enjoy football,
right.
Stuff my face to your point, and enjoy. And then Monday, I cannot wait to come back and talk about all this stuff, man.
And I would love by this time next week, and again, maybe we can, maybe we can't.
For our Falcons?
Yeah, because some of these guys are still involved in football. It's going to run. You might not get your coach or GM till a lot later than you expected, but the guy that interviewed for the president, I asked Carl, can you do day-to-day both the president and does the NFL, is that two separate interviews? Because Ian Cunningham is the guy that I talked about from the Bears from the jump. He's in Atlanta. He's talked with the Falcons today. We all presume Matt's going to get the presidency of this thing. I'd love him to be the GM.
Well, Mark Raimondi just tweeted that keep an eye on Cunningham should Matt Ryan get the GM job, I mean, get the president job, keep an eye on the Falcons potentially looking at Cunningham for the GM job.
I love it. And if we go get, you know, again, everybody wants Clint Kubiak. We're all a little lukewarm on Harbaugh just because there was a report from Cleveland today that Harbaugh wants to control everything. He wants personnel departments saying
everything. I still want to talk to him, Mike.
All right.
I still want to talk. You just don't go,
you can't not talk. You cannot not talk to John Harbaugh.
Still want to talk to him.
When you talk about a guy who's, again, where have we been the last 8 years? Where has he been the last 8 years? And if you missed it earlier, we played the audio of Todd Monken saying, it's my fault. I did it. That Monken didn't do enough. And, you know, basically, and some of the reports, he also added in a radio interview, are not on point about what happened in Baltimore. There's been a lot of talk about a soap opera in Baltimore. He says that's not the case. But what do you expect him to say? All right, man, let's get the heck out of here and clear our throats.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
I go first because it's your show, pal. You're the point man. All right, DJ Lagway. That's what LSU's got to settle for. Ole Miss is talking to DJ Lagway, maybe, because he's interested in Ole Miss. He looked at Florida State. He said, nah, I'll pass. And the former Florida quarterback that has such high expectations that never really panned out for Billy Napier, maybe he winds up in Oxford. You know, since the Washington quarterback did the whoop, okey-doke, Lane Kiffin, man, he might find that hot seat starts immediately at LSU, where they're expecting him to be playing in this championship game as early as next year. The portal and the QBs. I don't know if Lane's going to pull an ace up his sleeve, but who's the quarterback for LSU next year?
It's a good question. They better figure it out. It might be some guy we've never heard of who might have a mustache and a beard and be way older than he actually is. Hey, no SEC teams in the national championship. Ole Miss had their chance last night. They didn't get in. Georgia hasn't won a playoff game since they beat TCU for the national championship game. I know it's hard to believe, even though they've been in the playoffs. Point is, guys, parody's real.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Alabama, you don't even trust your coach. We will not see another team in this age of college football run the table 2, 3, 4 years in a row. It's not going to happen. Indiana's proof of that. And, oh, by the way, so is Miami. After that long drought, here they are. So college football's changed. Let's just accept it, enjoy the games, and take it for what it is. Hey, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're on Zillow right now looking at houses in Prince George's County.
Come on.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.